at times like these, internal peace is more important than ever. Figuring out how to source and achieve that is a whole nother story with so much going on in the world today, not only as a society, as a human race, in the space that we live in, but how that affects us personally every single day. Every moment of every day, every breath that we take is different. And having most of us, often, if not always, we feel like we're stuck, right? We feel like we're frankly stuck in quicksand, and life is just washing away from us. And we wish that we had some internal tools. We wish we had some resources. We wish we had results that stuck to our life and that we could implement and plug in when stuff like this is just going nuts around us. I have a resource for you today that is unbelievable and outstanding. And so, quite frankly, I want you to stick around. I want you to join this conversation with us to gain some tools. This lady is equipped beyond belief with tools and techniques that you can implement immediately. She's an internal peace revolutionist. So hang tight. Wherever you're watching from, this is the Erin Strayer Show, and we appreciate you watching with us. We are here all about promoting, cultivating, and expanding amazing, amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. We talk about hot topics, internal peace, and finding that harmony and that balance inside is huge. And it's a pain point for most of us. We're going to talk about that. Not only are we going to talk about it, we're going to give you tips and tools and workarounds to that challenge that we are facing right now in this day. I'm your host, Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them business beyond the basics, because most are indecisive. They're held hostage by their own fear, and quite frankly, they've settled for average. If you want peak performance, if you want scaling, if you want some strategy, if you have a little bit of growth that you want to make, and you're an entrepreneur, we get to talk. So my name's Erin Strayer. You can find me at erinstrayer.com. This show is never, ever, ever about me. It is always about our amazing guest experts. So I'm going to read this lady's bio. As an international speaker, best-selling author, and recovering perfectionist, I love that, Regina Rosa Celeste, commonly known as the internal peace revolutionist, specializes in speaking, coaching, and teaching skills of internal peace. Conscious-minded men and women hire her to support them in getting unstuck and out of the quicksand that they feel in their business and personal lives. Knowing that each individual is responsible for their own happiness and fulfillment, Regina specializes in teaching tools of lasting transformation, and helping people create results that stick. Changing the world and how the world experiences peace, with over 50 plus tools and techniques, she equips her clients and students to empower themselves for lasting change. She knows that teaching people the tools of inner peace creates world impact, and believes that each person is responsible for their own happiness in the world. You guys, I cannot wait for you to meet my friend, Regina Rosa.
Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm spectacular. I'm so excited to have you with us, on the platform today, bringing your energy and your wisdom and your knowledge and everything about you to our platform and to our people, and making sure that, just they get a slice of heaven in the next 30 minutes, just being with you. And so I'm really, really honored to have you, and this topic really is 100% necessary right now in this moment. And I'm really excited that you are going to be, sharing with us today. So thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. And I'm so honored. Thank you for having me, Erin. I was so ecstatic yesterday and today, knowing that I get time with you, and from the moment we met, it was just, it was like literally like love at first sight. It was like, oh my God, I love this woman. She's awesome. And
it's really interesting and exciting and rejuvenating when connections like that happen. You know, when that magnetism and the connection was immediate between you and I, and it's such a lovely space to sit in between you and I. And I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that you're hanging out with me today and our tribe and our followers. And I cannot wait for them to get the slice of Regina.
Thank you. Thank you. I just had a very interesting call right before this. I was on another podcast with a guy from Kenya, and he's not from Kenya, but he lives there with his wife. And it was interesting because we were talking about like really big stuff. And right now, I think in the world, you know, whether it's someone stubs their toe or they're dealing with like bigger stuff, right? Like what's going on, the pandemic, and there's fires and there's earthquakes and there's hurricanes. And I mean, it's like, where am I?
Right.
And, you know, the world is spinning. And, you know, there's a saying about it's a verse that talks about when the storm rages, the child gets quiet. Mm-hmm. And I think what happens, and I know for myself growing up, you know, there was a lot of times where I thought if I get the next job, if I get into that next relationship, if I lose 5 pounds or if I gain, you know, whatever, or if I get the next car, like I would always say next, when that happens, right? When. And then I realized one day, like, there is no such thing as when, and it's now. Like, now is the time, right? You want to change, you want to get that new job, or you want to be in that relationship, or you don't want to be in that job or that relationship. Like, make a change. And it's not always easy, right? Nobody said life was going to be easy. Like, I don't know exactly who started that whole phrase.
Right?
Like, we come and we think,
they need to be, like, X'd off stage.
Yeah, like who said that? You know, nobody said it was going to be easy, but we come and we think, well, this person has it better than I do, or this person has it easier. And that's a whole nother show, right? Comparisitis. Mm-hmm. I think it's comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's this theory, and I had that for a long time, that I was looking at other people and I was looking at their life, and I would say to myself, well, how come she has that? Or how come he has that? And it wasn't until, you know, I was fortunate enough to hit my head against the wall a couple times. And, you know, in my understanding, my belief is that there is something bigger than all of us. And, you know, my source energy energetically hit me over the head with a 2x4 and was like, you're going to get it this time, I promise. And I really started looking at my belief systems, and I really started doing the homework to pull out all those weeds of negative thinking and negative behaviors. And I started doing the work, and I actually had to ask myself, what is it that I really, really want? Do I want a bigger house? Do I want a nicer car? Or is it, I want to feel good? And that became like my obsession, was feeling good.
I love that. And I love that you called them pulling the weeds. I think that we get stuck in, another colleague of mine calls it shouldville, right? Mm. Like, we should do this, we should do that. Oh, she's doing that, so I should. Clearly it's working. You know, we end up in that space, and then the weeds start growing. And mm-hmm. when you said, I got to pull the weeds, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's so pertinent. And it's the metaphor that makes sense to get rid of the stuff that doesn't serve you. Like, pull the weeds. They're sucking the oxygen out, right? Like, they're totally. People are planting their gardens right now, and that's a big thing. They want the weeds out. So how does that, you know, when we're trying to, all of us, and I know you have a story too, when we're trying to find that inner peace and trying to find the fulfillment there, and so many of us are outsourcing it instead of insourcing it.
Yeah.
Right. And I know for you, there was a turning point also. Just like everybody, there's the brick in the head.
Sometimes two or three or four, as long right? as it takes.
Because you didn't get the first one or the second one. The billboard didn't make sense when you drove by. That was just for you. Yeah, all of those things, right? Like, you're like, oh, yeah.
Maybe that was for me. That's why. I'll keep driving. Maybe it'll show up again. Oh, right. Yeah, it'll show up again, just a lot bigger.
Right? So I know that so many of your clients are in this space right now, and they're just coming to you and coming to you and coming to you with all of this high level of distress and trying to figure it out. And I know that you have a series of things that you take them through. Mm-hmm. Like, what's that look like? Like, if somebody was coming to you, what does that methodology look like?
Well, that's a really good question. Thank you so much for asking, because it varies, right? Each person is at a different level. And so I think what's most important is that people understand, start where you are, mm-hmm. right? And trust that wherever you are is perfect, because what's good for one person, the prescription for one person isn't going to work for another. And so what I like to do is I meet people where they are, and we have a lot of different, you know, I have a lot of different offerings and services that I support my clients with. And, you know, frankly, I'm so fortunate because a lot of my clients have become friends. And so it turns from, you know, it could be something simple like a 90-day program or 30-day course up to a mastery course where they work with me for 3 months. And now I'm working on a 12-month program, which is an academy. And there's courses and there's one-on-ones. And I'm really excited because I feel that not in vain, the personal experiences that I've been through have allowed me to now serve people in a way that they don't have to make the mistakes I did. Right. I mean, if they want to, of course they can. Yeah. And I can even walk them through that. I can be like, oh, you don't want to go there, but okay, if you do, I'm here when you fall. Like, just let me know, you know, like I'm holding the napkin for them when they start, you know, you know, when it starts to get gory, and it does. Like, the truth is that's what I love about successful people, is successful people, when they're really coming from contribution, like you do, they want people to know that they don't have to struggle. And that's my big message, is like, you don't have to struggle. Life is not made to struggle.
Yeah.
My true belief is we're here to be enriched as human beings. We're here to be better than we were yesterday. Like a caterpillar. A caterpillar crawls on the ground, right? But over a period of evolution, it becomes a butterfly and it starts to fly. But it wasn't born that way.
Yeah.
You know, and I think this idea that we're supposed to be perfect from the gates, like, you know, we come in with all kinds of garbage and negative thinking that isn't ours. And I have this analogy of, I use a lot of analogies, but the main one that I think of lately is the garbage.
Yeah.
And like, we got to take out the stinky garbage in order to refresh and cleanse the room and cleanse the air. And so I think it's really important that people know that there are tools available to support them. And so, you know, I feel very fortunate that because of my own personal experience and now being able to serve other people, I can offer them kind of a buffet of options and say, okay, you know, if you want to take 12 months and you want to really dial in and, you know, do the work, it becomes a process, but it actually becomes like ritual.
Yeah. 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 The habit becomes ritual, like over time, like at the, you know, 30, 60, 90 day mark, you've now formed a habit that then path there becomes a ritual.
Exactly.
Schedule. Yeah. That's exactly. Really. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, and sometimes it's as simple as putting your toe in the water. Like, you know, I've part of my recovering perfectionist, right, is that I was afraid for a long time of commitment, because I was afraid of, well, if I commit, then that's like forever. You know, and then I realized, like, no, it's really not. But that was my limited thinking, right, was that I had to commit. And through a lot of my own effort and my own coaches that were tough, and they gave me some real tough love, and they were like, hey, Reg, like, these are parts of yourself that you might want to take a look. And I got to go in there and do the weeding, right, and pull out those parts of myself that I thought, it's like going in the closet, right, like spring cleaning. You go in the closet, you look, and you, oh, do I like this shirt? I haven't worn it in like 4 years. Do I really need it?
Right.
Right.
Or is it just looking pretty in my closet and taking up a hanger that I could use for something else? And
exactly. And sometimes it's nice to have a friend kind of hanging out with you. Hey, do you like this shirt? Do you like these pants? You know, no, chuck it. But I like this shirt. Okay. But you haven't worn it in 4 years. Let it go.
Right.
Right. And like, I think that's the biggest thing that stops people in the quicksand is this idea that like, well, I did it yesterday, so I have to do it today. And I actually, just this morning, I did a post about what you said, which was in order to let go, in order to be the person you want to be in the future, you have to let go of the past. Mm-hmm. You have to let go of those parts of yourself that were dragging you down, because you literally, like, you can't fly when you're holding a 10-pound bag of rocks.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. I just saw a diver, you know, with his dive belt to wait him to go down is what I just saw when you were saying that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, well, it's so true. Like, if you have the weight belt on, you can't, you're held back and you're sinking basically instead of excelling and flying. Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't mean you're not going to have stumbles along the way. Right. I mean, successful people, you know, I mean, every successful person would agree that if you're not failing at something, you're not trying hard enough.
I know. I have a colleague that I've known for a long time, and she used to call it failing forward.
Yeah.
She's like, fail forward, Aaron, but get out there and do it.
Yeah.
If you
and as soon as you fall, like, that's what coaches I feel are for, and support, right? Is like, sometimes we need cheerleaders. Like, we need someone to let us know how awesome we are, because we forget. Like, we look in the mirror, we see what we saw yesterday. And that's the illusion, is that because we were stuck in this old outfit, we figure, well, this is really comfy. I like these sweat, like, you know, here's a good example, right? I've been in like yoga clothes for the last 3 months. Like, yeah. I think one or 2 days out of the last 3 months, I got into my nice real estate attire, like, you know, like high heels, all that. Yeah. And I was like, well, this feels a little awkward. Like, I'm used to wearing sweats, you know, and I'm lucky because I'm a yoga teacher, so it's easy for me to get away with it. But the metaphor is, sometimes you have to get out of the, often, more often than not, you need to make yourself uncomfortable. And it's very easy for us not to do that. Like, we are designed to do what's comfortable. So if someone challenges you, like you did, right? You challenged me when we met. And I'm so glad you did, because I got off my keister and I started creating, you know, and now it hasn't even been 2 months and I'm launching a new program. I just launched, you know, a new coaching program. I have my membership coming up, like all these different things that if I was stuck in my old outfit of, I don't know how to do it, I wouldn't have been able to see that there was people along the way who were waiting for me to ask them, hey, can you show me? Can you help me? In fact, so much so that they need you to ask them, like what you said today, like how, you know, it's so beautiful how we don't know what's going on in someone's head. And if you have that desire, you have that desire to start a new business, like, now is a perfect time to start a new business. If you have a side hustle and you're excited about it, you know, whether it's making soaps or selling jewelry or making empanadas, like,
right,
whatever it is, you know, shine that flag really high, you know, and be open, because this is, you know, one of the things that I'm really passionate about is creating your own well of love and inspiration and peace. And you can only do that when your cup is full. Like, when you're empty, and it's just like a car, right? When the car is out of gas, you can say you want to go somewhere, but you just, there's no gas in the car.
Yeah.
And so we, our bodies, our our mind, our bodies, and our spirits are vehicles. And if we don't nurture and really, I call it love on those parts of ourselves, then we will wither. And we, unfortunately, I think it's like, it's, and I'm only saying this for myself. I'm not saying this for other people, but it's a form of selfishness. Because when I'm stuck in my head and I'm busy worrying about what other people think about me, I don't have space to serve people.
Yeah. It's wow. That's a mic dropper, really. And you hear it a lot in different forms, but really when you just said it, it's like, ooh, I don't know if it was the way that you tweaked the words or the way it landed just now, or the time of, you know, the time that we're in right now. Really, it's so pertinent. And, you know, oftentimes I've called it selfish in the past, when we don't take what we know and use it to serve others. And, wow.
Yeah. And I know our time is, you know, is condensed today. And I'm so grateful because I feel that if I'm doing my work right, I can share my message in a way that's impactful mm-hmm. and concise. And being that I came from a place in myself where I wanted to end my life, mm-hmm. not even a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. to the person I am now. And it's only because I had people around me who were willing to stand up for me when I couldn't stand for myself. And if there's someone watching right now and is overwhelmed because they're having trouble paying their bills, or their kids are struggling, or they don't feel worthy, or their business, I mean, there's a million reasons right now, right? Sure. Like, forget about pandemic, right? And riots and hurricanes and earthquakes. Like, just the personal battle of feeling like you belong on this planet, that in itself is a war with the self. And when a person can get to a place where they feel so clear and so 100% confident why they're here, even in those moments when you doubt yourself, they're just moments. And then you get on the phone with a friend or a coach, or you take a walk. You don't even need to talk to anybody. You take a walk and you listen to some cool music and you remember who you are and why you're here. Mm-hmm. You don't really care what anybody thinks because it's none of their business. And I'm so grateful to one of my mentors who reminds me, she has this amazing saying, and it's none of your business what people think about you.
Yes. And I don't think we can hear that enough. You know, it's really not my business what other people think of me. And I know personally, and I'm just going to speak straight up for myself, I usually stay in my own lane until recently. And I found myself getting caught up. Well, if I post that, what is so-and-so going to think of me? Right? Like, so I haven't. So then out of the blue, I get a message. Hey, I haven't seen you online. Are you all right? Seriously, it happened. It's happened. And I'm like, ooh, Aaron, like, where'd you go? Why are you hiding? Why does it matter what other people think? It's not your problem to worry about what other people you just.
And I think
that right itself is permission. Right.
Well, and it's a very delicate time right now. Like my experience is that it's very, people are super sensitive, and like you could fart, pardon my French, in front of them and they'll find something wrong with it. And it's like, this is where the work that I do, I bring it back to, there's an amazing prayer that I teach, which is called Ho'oponopono. And I have to be reminded by my coaches to do it. And it's so cool because it's so simple, but it's four phrases, and it's, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. And yes, and thank you for asking me to. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, and thank you. And it doesn't matter what order you do them in. It doesn't matter if you do all four. You might say, I only like one of them. I only like thank you. Just keep saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And what you do is you're literally to the part of you that's hurting, you're saying, I'm sorry to the memory or data, like the full phrase is to the memory or data that is causing suffering in me around whatever the issue is. I'm sorry. I love you. Please forgive me. And thank you. Because the truth is, and I'll just, you know, really tightly, whatever's going on right now with the whole, you know, racism and all this, like, it doesn't matter whose fault it is.
Right.
Let's fix it.
Let's find doesn't a solution. Matter. Let's find a solution.
Mm-hmm. You know, if there's a spill on the floor in a restaurant or at home, doesn't matter who made the mistake, clean it up. Don't walk away pretending like it didn't happen. You know, so there's a lot of people right now that are angry. There's a lot of people that are hurting. There's a lot of people that are suffering. And I feel like the more rage that's coming out, the faster we're going to get to the solution, because this is generations of rage.
Yes.
That's been suppressed. So I can't judge someone who's angry because their whole life has been affected because of the color of their skin.
Yeah.
Just like my life has been affected because my family's Jewish. There's things I wasn't allowed or supposed to do because I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
But I don't wear it on my forehead.
Right.
And it's okay. It's okay if I choose to talk about it. It's okay if I don't choose to talk about it. Whoever's going to resonate is going to resonate. Whoever doesn't, thank you. I'm sorry. I love you. Please forgive me. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, that's where I think the rubber meets the road is like, how do we love ourselves enough to know that we're perfect the way we are? And that's what I feel honored that I get to teach people. And I'd love to offer a free gift. So if anyone on your show is interested in the free gift, please feel free to reach out to me. It's 3 steps on how to have internal peace in 60 seconds or less.
And how do they get a hold of that?
So there's 2 ways. They can go to my website at internalpeacenow.com, or you could text me at 64600, and you could text the word yoga.
64600. 00. Okay.
Yeah. 5 digits.
Yep. And then the word yoga.
The word yoga. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. We'll run that up there too.
Yeah. Erin, thank you so much for showing up in my world and being my wizardress. You really are. You're like a sorceress in my life. And I can't wait to hug you and just have coffee with you or wine or popcorn or whatever we decide to do. I can't wait. Honestly, I'm like, I can't wait to get on a plane and meet you.
I know it's hands down, it is going to happen, and it will be in a handful of months, if less than that. You made me cry. I'm really emotional right now, and I adore you. I love you. I love the space that you exist in. I love the dedication and the attention to your clients that you at the level that you serve them at. I love that I use this term a lot, but it is so true. I love that you are not a cookie cutter. There is nothing cut and paste about you. It is truly what you said early on. You meet your clients where they're at. You serve them at the place that they're at. Your amount of experiences in life, we never touched on them. You mentioned one that is one of many that I know that we have spoken about. And I'm sure as all of us, there's always 10,000 more chapters in the book that is still being written as every day that you live. And I am blessed to know you. I am blessed to have you in my circle. I am blessed to be able to have you in my pocket to send people to. I am the people that choose to spend time with you, their lives will be forever changed. So friends, wherever you're from, we have been talking to the amazing Regina Rosa Celeste, beautiful, bright light in the universe. She has some free gifts for you. There are 2 ways on the screen right now to grab that free gift for you. You can text 64600 and the word yoga, and that'll hook up you with, it'll hook you up with her free gift, or you can go to her website, which is internalpeacenow.com. Regina, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, Erin. I'll talk to you soon. Bye, awesome. Everyone. Have an
see
awesome
ya,
day.
Everyone, wherever you're watching from, we appreciate you, and we will see you back soon. Take care, everybody.
Bye.